Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here in Herb Talk. And, you know, November is toast. It's done. Tomorrow's the 1st. And I don't know about you. I'm not ready for the Christmas month. I'm just not ready. But we're moving along here, and we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about the flexible genetic code. Oh, yeah, it's flexible. Science says so. Nothing's written in stone when it comes to them. Also, we're going to be talking about, you know, diarrhea this time of year. If you're eating all the heavy, rich things, you might have digestive upsets. We're going to talk about that. And we'll see how much time we have left over. We might touch on some other things. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up prayers, you know. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. I did bring the devotional. Getting feedback from you guys. You like the devotional segment, so that's good. Today's devotional is from Psalms 31 and Genesis 28, and it goes like this. Let my presence override everything you experience, like a luminous veil of light. I hover over you and everything around you. I'm training you to stay conscious of me in each situation you encounter. When the patriarch Jacob ran away from his enraged brothers, and he went to sleep on a stone pillow in a land that seemed desolate, but after dreaming about heaven and angels, the promises of my presence, he awoke and exclaimed, "Surely the Lord is in this place. I was not aware of it." So his discovery was not only for him, but for all who seek me. Whenever you feel distant from me, say, "Surely the Lord is in this place." And then ask me to give you awareness of my presence. This is a prayer that I delight to answer. Oh, yeah, when you delight the Lord, that's a good thing. I'll take it. And, mind time, it grows short because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, scientists are expanding on DNA. We're going to get into this a little bit during the first segment of the show. Yep, scientists are expanding on genetic code. They're using man-made DNA to expand the code, add to it. A team at Scripps Research Institute in California expand the genetic alphabet code. They're adding artificial DNA letters to the code. The next challenge, they say, is coding more cells to form proteins, and God knows what that'll do, right? So they can make a lot of proteins. They can build a whole human, I think, is their goal. And so we'll talk about this programming and code editing and flexible genetic code here. Creative license in science. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, smartphone addiction in the news. They say it gives you a brain imbalance. Researchers have found that a lot of smartphone use affects brain chemistry, especially for young people when they get addicted to all their technology. This is a study that was presented at an annual meeting at the Radiological Society of North America. They say we're spending too much time on our phones instead of interacting with other people, and this has immediate effects on the brain and also possible long-term consequences that could produce bad habits. So addicted teenagers, they say, are significantly higher scores of depression, anxiety, insomnia, and severe impulsivity. So the technology, they think, may be contributing to that and causing a lot of neurotransmitters to fire in the brain. And this creates more electricity in the neurons. And according to clinical trials, using too much of the internet, smartphone, and tablets are going to push up the anxiety and depression of the population. And they are not sure what all the ramifications will be neurologically. So heads up on that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about this flexible code. Very interesting stuff. Because during the last decade, scientists have been mapping and experimenting with human DNA. And the standard human DNA genome, the genetic code, has like 3 billion letters called base pairs. So science says this is what makes a human being. And until recently, the code contained 4 alphabet letters expressing this code. There was A, C, G, and T. So science is telling us that each of these letters label genetic code that house instructions for living organisms. So the sequence of the letters determines the code and the differences in humans. Now, according to science, DNA code is what is responsible for all forms of life on Earth. So today, science is attempting to add to this code, and what could possibly go wrong? Let's check it out. All right, these are the code breakers. That's right. They remind me, scientists remind me of the World War II Morse code experts that break code, you know. They've been experimenting with DNA code for a while, so there is now this special area within scientific medicine dedicated to learning DNA code and becoming fluent in the language of creation. So what science has stated is that the four-digit code is limited, and it restricts creative potential. So science is really not shy in expressing that they want to expand on nature's abilities. And, of course, it is presented in a way that it's going to be better and it's going to serve mankind. What do you think, Frank? You want somebody to rewrite genetic code out there? It's crazy. Well, you know, this is about science being the creator. Scientists have made artificial new DNA strands of the bacteria E. coli. We've reported on that before. So in the lab at Scripps Research Institute at Loyola, California, scientist Frank Rosenberg has created two new bases for the X and the Y DNA code, and they've incorporated them into the E. coli. So this was hailed as this huge breakthrough, and science has expressed the desire to take these new DNA organisms and have them manufacture some new proteins. Now, of course, this is presented as a medical positive, you know, to help resolve the diseases that have plagued man. So the roadmap to manufacturing these proteins is found in the sequence within the genetic code that involves amino acids. There's about 20 known amino acids that can be arranged to form different patterns. Now, according to Rosenberg, they are going to focus on using the knowledge to make custom medications. So they're going to be using customized proteins. So in the forefront of these customized drugs, they're going to be used to treat immune system diseases and cancer, he says. Here is a quote from Rosenberg. He is a PhD scientist at Scripps Research Institute. He says, rewriting the code of life will allow scientists to produce unnatural amino acids, which can join together to form proteins with unprecedented functions. The possibilities are limitless, he says. Pharmaceutical companies have already sent the FDA investigational drug profiles using these new proteins, and this new drug pipeline, he says, will be worth $32 billion to the drug companies. So, yeah, follow the money. Money answereth all things. All right. You know, I'm saying, well, why do they got to use synthetic stuff? Why can't they use some organic materials? Well, one concern is in the industry that instead of using the natural proteins, they're using synthetic ones, and they're creating these this synthetic protein. Well, according to Rosenberg and others in the industry that are working on this, they say the natural sources are not easily made into customized drugs because the molecules are larger. So expanding the genetic alphabet with synthetic code will expand the possibilities for the drug companies to make more customized drugs, they say. So by manipulating the patterns of code, they can change the DNA sequence and incorporate other forms of proteins and amino acids to create different outcomes. So this is the birth of semi-synthetic organisms is what you're seeing. And, you know, this is all about, you know, science evolving. Yeah. According to scientists like Rosenberg, science is helping creation evolve. How about that? They say science thinks creation needs a little help, a little push in the right direction. They look at the four letters in the original DNA code as being something that happened arbitrarily. It may not be evolution's choice. How do you like them terms? I mean, I'm quoting them here. So they speak of evolution like it's an entity, you know. It's a being, if you will. So they suggest that life on Earth could have been so much better if based on other genetic systems. So it is obvious that science does not like limitations. However, limits can be safety measures prohibiting the creation of something quite disastrous. Okay, I remember scripture which states if God does not step in during the tribulation, there will be no flesh saved alive. It's quoted twice in Matthew 24 and Mark 13. So there's two witnesses for you right there. Here's another quote from Rosenberg. He says, "We are now able to replicate unnatural DNA. The things that could be done with semi-synthetic organisms are pretty mind-blowing." End of quote. I bet you it is. I bet you it is. I bet you it's going to blow everybody's mind. Personally, I hope I'm in the balconies of heaven looking down. I don't want to be in the mix when that happens. Yeah, so they're talking about these endless possibilities. So science is evolving their DNA code, and the technology also that's evolving is mixing together with these scientific medicine treatments, creating all these new treatments which will change the landscape of your health care. So with billions of dollars hanging in the balance, this is a new generation of care, and one can only guess at the outcomes. As we reported before, Eric Topol, he's an MD at Squibb's Translational Science Institute, he says there are so many of these new technologies coming out, it's going to be a new frontier for rendering care. But there's a dark side of the technology, and some people are really concerned about it. So making healthcare transition to this full-service tech solution, going to have some problems. The American Institute of Medical Science and Education, they are warning that putting too much trust into databases and artificial intelligence can have serious drawbacks. They say the technology will only be as good as those who programmed it. So streamlining healthcare through technology such as the internet and robots may project to a lower cost and improve outcomes, but it can also wind up costing much more and even expect when there's glitches to create even damage. So they're worried about that. So the kind of damage is kind of a great concern to some in the medical industry, where patients can encounter irreparable harm from things that go wrong. So, for instance, would you want to have a heart transplant done with an organ that has been made out of synthetics from a 3D printer? There are all kinds of consequences when we replace organs with plastic parts, isn't there? I would think. Plastic parts. Made in China. Oh, okay, let's talk about the plant-based healthcare. I prefer that. No, so God really didn't intend us to be burdened by our healthcare. So we have a tremendous power already without healthcare authorities. So we have a lot of options regarding our health and well-being and even as we age. So if you went from a junk food diet to a healthy organic one, you would change your DNA for the better within 6 days. That's how much power you have. You don't need scientists giving you synthetic proteins. That's right. You have that power right now. So imagine what you could accomplish if you cleanse away poisons and toxins and you refresh the body with powerful medicinal herbs, and you also are able to strengthen and restore the system using a lot of powerful immune system support herbs as well. So God has already given you the power to make non-emergency healthcare obsolete. Are you waking up to that yet? You have that power. It's right here under your nose. And God says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. I trust in that. And like anything else, it's all about the tools. So if you want some really great tools and some educational support, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have great organic organ cleanses. They have some kits. They have immune-boosting formulas. They have herbs for pets. You can learn how to do doses by weight for children. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can learn there. And pick up a Power Herbs book. They have one of those online there. It's an ebook in three different formats. So you can get it for $14.99. It's 400 pages of knowledge that you can get for $14.99 right away. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out online, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you can give a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., outside of Canada, 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's education and knowledge, and the knowledge to use the tools properly and get you where you want to go. By the way, free catalog if you want one. They have a new catalog coming in the middle of December. So a brand new one is on the way. So we're excited about that. See what new products they have in there, and to inspire and help you all. And there's also testimonials up on their website, right on the homepage, that people have decided, hey, I'm going to share my experience and encourage people, you know, let them, you know, reaching out to you to give you strength, you know, and to investigate and do your due diligence. So thepowerofherbs.com. Check it out, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. Absolutely. All right, we're going to talk about digestive ills because, you know, we're right at that peak season where we're going to be eating things we shouldn't or wouldn't normally, and it kind of makes our digestive system go, uh-oh. You know, a lot of irritable bowel syndrome out there, diarrhea, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis. People just, you know, just having issues. They have a lot of gas and bloating. And I have a little trick if you want to know. A lot of people worry about, well, I'm going to go for the holidays to be with family, and I always overdo it and eat too much. Well, that's pretty normal. Most of us do, right? But if you don't want to overeat, I like to use an herb called gentian root. You take it a half hour before you have dinner, and you will not overeat. And you will not be uncomfortable afterwards either. So you can check that out under the digestive tab at thepowerherbs.com. They have that there. All right. So when we talk about these digestive problems, there's, you know, millions of Americans that frequent the doctor's office asking for help from their bowel disturbances. You know, even on the other side of the coin where they have a lot of urgency issues and adult diapers are, you know, big business now. Well, there's herbs for that, you know, to help tone and strengthen those areas and help balance the system. So irritable bowel syndrome affects more women than men. I think women tend to be more nervous than men, usually. And they have frequent IBS, especially when they have a menstrual cycle. So women who have irritable bowel syndrome are more likely to down the road need a hysterectomy. And that's because the uterus is surrounded by the bowel. And if the bowel's sick, it's going to make other organs sick as well. About 20% of the population have irritable bowel syndrome. And there tends to be, you know, several levels or conditions to irritable bowel. There's the mild, moderate, and severe. 70% have mild. 25% have moderate, and about 5% have severe symptoms. And, of course, if you go to the doctor, all they're going to do is manage those symptoms. That's what they do. They're disease managers. That's what they do. That's what MD means. And so that's what they're going to do. They're going to lessen your symptoms enough just so you can live, you know, hopefully comfortably with your problem. All right. So now if you don't get irritable bowel syndrome under control, if you have some other GI problems as well, it can morph into a higher risk for things like fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, skin problems, muscle spasms, headaches even. So you want to get at the cause of these things. You don't want to just, you know, give it a lollipop and treat it with, you know, symptom management. You don't want to do that. So the main contributing factor of a lot of these imbalances could be the nerve endings in the system are irritated, and they influence bowel muscle movement. And most physicians don't think that it's that at all. Okay, they don't think that at all. So IBS affects about 6% of middle school students, 14% of high school students, and, of course, college students do. You know, it's really about diet, right? And it's what we're doing and we're putting in the system. Most of the time, that's what it is. So if we're not eating quite right, we're going to get an imbalance. So just imagine the cost of time off these people, parents and employers have to deal with because people have digestive upset. Have you seen that commercial where the girl's at the office and there's supposedly this other woman in this jumpsuit? She represents her irritable bowel syndrome. And the guy comes up and says, "We're having a meeting," and she grabs her stomach and goes, "Uh-oh." And then the little girl in the jumpsuit says, "Sorry, we're double booked," and she pushes her in her chair all the way to the restroom. So, I mean, entertaining as that commercial is, it's sad because all they're going to do is push drugs into you to manage those symptoms without really getting at the cause, why you really have the problem to begin with. So what is irritable bowel syndrome exactly? A lot of times it's a lot of water that's gets excreted into the bowel and you get the watery stool movements. Sometimes it's a lack of water and then you get the impaction and the constipation and you have trouble with bowel movements. Now, usually diarrhea is caused by a bacteria or a viral infection like E. coli or Staphylococcus, or even some parasites can cause that problem. But food allergies and sensitivities to food additives can also be a contributing factor to this problem. So, again, we're back to the diet thing. Some foods that can help if you have this problem, foods with bulk, like carrots and rice, they can help reduce an imbalance. I know people say that didn't help me. We'll get to some other things in a minute. A lot of physicians call it the brat diet, you know, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. Starchy fluids and thick soups with rice or potatoes can help, they say. Lentil soup, for instance, carrot soup, coconut juice, chicken noodle soup, things like that. But some people say it didn't help my problem at all. So we're going to get to some things. But let's look at some foods that can make it worse. Dr. Helen Castile, University of Arkansas Medical Science, says a lot of foods that are clear liquids with sugary fluids like soda, diet soda, Gatorade, Jell-O, even milk with the lactose can make your bowel problems worse. Sugar passes through and draws out more water and salt and further causes nausea and even vomiting. Foods that produce a lot of gas will be beans, cabbage, onions, and this gives you a lot of colon spasms. Coarse fruits and vegetables and whole grain cereals, also going to be difficult. Any beverages, you say, with caffeine should be avoided because it further dehydrates the system. She says fried foods, convenient foods, fast foods, very bad, contribute to a lot of bowel dysfunction. So I know we got to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to look at some natural solutions to these everyday problems and get you back on the road, off the drugs, and enjoying yourself, especially during the holidays, not overeating, right? Right. I know there's the herbs out there. Yep, God's herbs can do that. People are amazed. They're like shocked. They're like, "I can't believe it." I'm like, "Yeah, God is your hero. Believe it. Absolutely. Herbs are here for the service of man. Don't forget it. And God can't lie." So we're going to cover some herbs when we come back from the break. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you. Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about digestive health through the holidays, especially when, you know, you're trying to be polite and you don't want to, you know, it hurt somebody's feelings by not eating something they made. So we're going to try to help you out. Some of the common culprits, just to recap, if you got irritable bowel syndrome, diarrhea issues, kind of a squirrely kind of digestive system, avoid the milk, avoid the coffee, avoid the artificial sweeteners, avoid sugar and fruit juice and any gassy or fast foods. And watch the diet foods because and even hard candy and gum can have artificial sweeteners in it, and they work like a laxative typically. So even a small dose of the artificial sweeteners, the sorbitol, delivers a bowel dysfunction in about 40 to 75% of people. So, read your labels and be careful out there. Well, I promise we talk about some herbs that'll help. Okay, Frank, quit playing the music. So for persistent diarrhea or a dysentery, if you've got a virus or bacteria that's causing that, or even if it's irritable bowel syndrome, some herbs that will help you in a skinny minute, Dr. Krishna Cervesta of Odense University in Denmark says that fenugreek herb is going to be a savior. She says that fenugreek, and if you want to add slippery elm, that's what I like to add, and maybe even a little lobelia, will stop all that watery excavation in the bowel and give you the diarrhea and stop the bowel spasms. That's what it'll do. So if you use these herbs together, so that just to recap, fenugreek, slippery elm, and lobelia, you'll stop the muscle spasms, the cramping. You'll stop the watery stool in a skinny minute. I mean, quick. It works quick. And also, altogether, these herbs also help remove a lot of toxins in the bowel. And you want to use probably a teaspoon. If it was me, I would use a teaspoon of each of them in a liquid form, okay? Now, there are some other things you can do. Other than that, we do offer the fennel seed stops the gas and bloating. Obviously, check to see if you have any sensitivities to these herbs, because herbs are foods as well, and you can have sensitivities to them. But ginger, it helps for the nausea. Peppermint calms the stomach down. And, of course, like I said, the gentian root will keep you from overeating, causing all kinds of problems later. Even if you don't have irritable bowel syndrome, if you overeat or if you eat a lot of foods you're not normally used to, you can, be running to the bathroom. So if you're looking for the products at thepowerherbs.com, they have a digestive section, so you can click on that, of course. And at some point, if you're considering cleansing the bowel and toning up your small and large intestine, getting rid of pharmaceutical residues and heavy metals and radioactive particles that tend to lodge in the colon, you definitely want to check out the bowel cleanse that they have there. And very, very reasonably priced. It's enough for two people, and it's like $89. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. It's a two-week cleanse. If it's just you cleansing, you'll have enough to do a second maintenance cleanse within 6 months. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com, and you'll be amazed at what you accomplish with just a few simple herbs, on the promises of our God in heaven. They're here for your service, so tap into them. What are you waiting for? Yeah, what are you waiting for? All right, so I want to celebrate those, turning 50, those in their 50s. People say, over the hill at 40, but I don't think so. I think life is just beginning for a lot of folks. Their kids are grown. Typically, they're out of the nest and doing their thing. So it gives you time to enjoy your day, your life, your career that you're probably, getting ready to wind down. You got about 10 years or so to go. So there are a lot of historical accounts how a man has lived over hundreds of years that kind of offer us a little glimpse into how we've dealt with health challenges as we age. But we all can be great even past 50. So that we're told that, we now live longer than we ever did before in history. But why are people in their 50s or older people concerned about so much of their health? So if the medical science is so advanced, that it can, you know, replace hearts and perform all these medical feats. Why do we have anxiety and even depression about getting older? People in their 50s seem to have a list of health concerns that they are worried about. Some of them fear their fears due to witnessing the health decline of friends and family, or they're just worried about the medical science and the care that they may get. Some of it is a financial cost that's involved with, you know, care as we age. So what many are feeling is really doubt. They doubt that they'll have enough money to pay for their care. They doubt if the care will be, you know, helpful. And like I said, you know, you have the power right now to make non-emergency health care obsolete. You do. Now, some of the financial cost in health care is a question, and many are feeling they really doubt that the medical science will have an effective treatment plan for them. Notice that the medical breakthroughs, the doctors seem to just manage disease. They don't really cure anything because there's no money in keeping you healthy. This healthcare system is a business. It's like a big corporation. It's an enterprise. And so they got to keep you coming back through the turnstile, or as I say, the hamster wheel, because that's where they make their money. So a lot of the big diseases that are guarded, you'll never see a cure, are going to be heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Big, you know, gooses that lay golden eggs. I know people don't want to hear that. They don't want to believe that. But that's the reality. That is reality. A lot of times, you know, doctors, bless their hearts, that have gone and done research on their own, they had, you know, probably a solution or two to some of these things. And all of a sudden, those things disappear. Just suddenly. They just go away and never to be found again. So, all right, let's talk about the 50s, the dangerous 50s. Well, if you go to your doctor, doctors tell you, you know, you're turning 50, you better get in here, and all these tests they want you to run, especially the colonoscopy. I'm 56, never had one. I do my bowel cleansing, so I don't really have to have a colonoscopy. There seems to be a trend that people in their pre-retirement years, they start to think about how they're going to manage their retirement. But according to the National Institutes on Aging, in the 1950s, men that retired at 65 were expecting to live about 13 years and women about 15 years. Over 60 years later, those statistics have changed, and men are living 17 years after retirement and women 20 years. So that means they're going to need bigger retirement funds, or they're going to have to work past the age of 65. Now, according to reports, 1 in 3 Americans, that's a third of America, due to financial demands, have not saved any money towards retirement. In fact, they don't have a savings account. And it's estimated that 56% of Americans have less than $10,000 for retirement. So these statistics are much worse for women, mainly due to their earning potential is lower than men and due to their role in child rearing. So women being the helpmate to the husband, many do not enter the job force until they're in their 40s, you know, after the kids, you know, are established in school and so forth. So for women, there is this 27% greater risk that they will have little to no retirement savings, especially if they require more medical care and they're going to outlive their retirement funds. So if financial experts tell men to save 10 to 15% of their annual income for retirement, that figure is a minimum of 20% for women. And an estimated 63% of American women have no savings whatsoever compared to 52% of men. Aha. So according to the National Institutes on Aging, we have 25% of Americans working past 70 and 10% past 80. Mm-hmm. So it's this age gap. We have to think about these things. So if we look at this age gap, the last couple of generations, we can see this big difference in retirement, which would naturally make some people anxious about growing old. Uh-huh. Now, the baby boomers, age 55 or older, are roughly 85% ready for retirement. They have about $300,000 to retire on. So it's estimated that one in four baby boomers will exceed their funds. Basically, I was thinking they're going to need at least $1 million to retire in some comfort and pay their taxes and so forth and so on. So Generation Xers, those are the folks 35 to 54, they're roughly 50% ready for retirement. They have about $100,000 in their bank account. Millennials, 18 to 34-year-olds, they are 40% ready. Some of them have no retirement, but some have some set aside. Some of them have about $10,000 set aside. All right, so if you're on our newsletter, you would be getting a lot of information on these type of topics, more than I can cover here in the 1 hour on the show. And the newsletters are delivered by email, and they're completely free. So there's no subscription. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com. If you have email, you can sign up for free. You just click on books and newsletters on that tab, and you can choose the newsletter you want to receive. Two of them. One goes out Tuesday. That's the American Survival, and then the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want to get a Health Quest tomorrow, you can sign up today, and it'll be delivered in your email. So what do we think about? Does anybody want to guess what we think about at the age of 50? Well, the experts like Bernice Newgarten, she's a psychologist at the University of Chicago, she says men and women think about different things in their 50s. Men focus on career accomplishments and the time limits they face, while women may be in the middle of restarting their career after taking time off to raise children. She also said that women tend to focus on their husband's health more for fear of becoming widowed and the changes that would bring them. Another interesting fact, according to Dr. David Gutman, psychologist at Northwestern University, says that people who leave school and marry earlier go through the aging stages about 5 years earlier than professionals do. So he says that the 50s present a somewhat subjective time in the aging for people, and they'll either see themselves as much younger or much older than their chronological age. So a strong influence affecting our perspective, he says, is the physical changes and our limitations we're experiencing. Here is Daniel Levinson. He's a psychologist at Yale Medical School. He says, for many in their 50s, there is a silent despair, a pressing fear of becoming irrelevant in the work or marriage or with no real alternative in sight. Some people out there feel like they're irrelevant to their family in general, which is really sad. Bernice says this, a focus on fear of heart attacks begins around 50 in many people, as men start to die from them in noticeable numbers, end of quote. So, you know, our mind is focused on these things that are fearful, and they create a lot of anxiety. And, of course, you know, anxiety is, God did not bring us fear. He gives you love. He gives you hope and joy. He is not the author of fear. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to take care of itself. And I've tried to live that way. I really have. I mean, you know, I do my due diligence today and, you know, planning some things business-wise. But, you know, I pick the hill I want to worry about to die on. And I try not to lose sleep over stuff. All right, so turning 50 seems to be quite the milestone of sorts. We notice changes, such as we're not as agile, we have less stamina than we did 10 years earlier. Menopause gets thrown in the mix there, and some of the harsher realities of serious health issues can arise, like bone health, cardiovascular health, or even cancer. According to Dr. David Karp, he's a sociological professor at Boston College, he says that for a majority of us, we will mentally surrender to the thought of old age when we experience physical impairment or become grandparents. Grandparents. You know, I thought about that because I became a grandparent twice now, twice over. And I just wasn't ready to be a grandma, you know? I just wasn't ready for that title for some reason. I guess it was just, you know, just the sound of it. Granny Wendy, you know? So sometimes, you know, titles, stigmas can, you know, mess with us, and we shouldn't let that happen. So I've gotten used to being called Granny. Actually, I like hearing it. So, you have a lot of influence and a lot of information and things to give the next generation. So you look at the positive. Look at the positive. Okay, so what would be the most common worry for women? Well, according to the Huffington Post, women in their 50s often fear health problems for their parents or other family members and what they've experienced. Because, you know, women are the caretakers, you know, so a lot of women worry, you know, I got to take care of mom and dad. Usually it falls on one child, right? You know, they're like three siblings, but usually one is the one that winds up doing it all. I don't know why. It just happens that way. So, you know, women worry about being the caregiver of elderly parents, and with the dementia on the rise, cognitive impairment issues, great concern for women in their 50s. Other health concerns women in their 50s think of are chronic internal medicine diseases like arthritis, stroke, and cancer. So what about men? What is the most common health worry that men think about in their 50s? According to Research America, men in their 50s worry about health as well. Their top concern is becoming disabled and not being able to function or work. So diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, as well as heart disease and stroke and cancer, are on their list. Here is a quote from Dr. Gary Small. He is the director of UCA Longevity Center. He says this, many health behaviors can lower our risk and protect us against mental decline, such as regular exercise, healthier diets, mental stimulation, and stress management. Yeah, you would not believe how detrimental stress can be to the mind and, you know, kind of bringing on early forms of memory loss and stuff like that. So you really have to manage your stress levels. All right, so what we've been hearing over the 15 years in business, what I've been hearing from people, and it's pretty obvious to me, many people over 50 have concerns and desires. They want to resolve most of their health issues, and I hear these over and over again. Urgency problems, you know, kidney bladder issues, prostate problems, congestive cognitive functions, memory focus, immune system health like cancer protection. Their sex drive is thrown in there. I hear that sometimes, as well as heart health, bone health. And, of course, you know, losing muscle mass, that seems to worry the guys a lot. And, of course, energy. Everybody complains about not having enough energy these days. So I also hear that they have no faith in their doctor being able to resolve any of these issues for them. And they don't want lifelong drug therapy. And they definitely don't want to have to go to surgery. So I'm also a witness to, where you start improving your health, it starts in your head. You know, you determined to do that, to improve things. And it all starts with you. God has given you the responsibility over your health. Obviously, people can help you, guide you, direct you in the right direction. But it's, you know, the buck stops with you. I mean, and that's where, you know, modern medicine becomes a lazy man's medicine because people go to the doctor and they expect their doctor to worry about it. And just give me a prescription and I'll be fine. And they don't worry about it, but they're going to worry about it one day. So you want to take back your health from the healthcare system and you have that power to do that. So when a person wakes up to the fact that doctors don't have the ability to cure them, They've been in medical school and they've studied medical books that are, you know, produced by the pharmaceutical company. That's what they're reading. The pharmaceutical companies pay for those books. They pay a lot of money towards the universities that are teaching them. And they spend the most money on lobbyists. So is this really a healthcare system then? Or is it really a sick care system? Well, here is a Chinese proverb. Think about this. The superior doctor prevents sickness. The mediocre doctor attends to impending sickness. The inferior doctor treats actual sickness. There you go. Well, in the Asian continent, they'll pay their doctor a few cents a day while they're well. That's how the doctors earn their living. What doctors keep him well. And then they stop paying him when they get sick. So it's in the patient's best interest to have a doctor want them to be well over there. Over here, it's the opposite. It's the opposite over here. You know, that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So true. So the sooner we address a lot of these health concerns we have, we'll stop worrying about them. You'd be amazed. If you got a lot of problems, people say, I'm on too many meds. I have all these problems. Well, you work at them one at a time. You may feel like you're sculpting Mount Rushmore, but you will get there. One at a time. And guess who's going to help you? God and his herbs, his medicinal herbs. He promises they're here for your service and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. His word never comes back void. Never, never, never. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check it out, lots of tools and information there. Cleanse and nourish the system. Get the toxicity out. Put the complex nutrition in that medicinal herbs provide, and your body is able to balance and heal itself. But you don't want to recongest the system, so, you know, watch the lifestyle. Mediterranean diet's a nice one to transition to. Use your immune-boosting herbs, especially now, this time of year. If you want to be healthy through the holidays, you want to get some immune support herbs, and that's what we specialize in at thepowerherbs.com. So if you want to enjoy the holidays this year, you know, going over to grandma's house or wherever you're going, make sure you've got some professional strength immune system support herbs. And you'll find whole food professional strength system support herbs at thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. Get a free catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And don't forget, if you have email, sign up for the free online newsletters, and you'll be educated and empowered each and every week. You'll be amazed what you can do. You'll be so amazed. I mean, I was amazed. First time I saw herbs in action, I was dumbfounded. I said, I got to learn how to do that. That's like the world's best kept secret right there. So there's where my journey started. And yours can too. It's sort of like, you know, you learn to brush your teeth, tie your shoes, you can do this. You got this. And, of course, product support doesn't hurt. And that's what we do at Apothecary Herbs. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Take the power back. Be amazed. Be empowered. Be better. Feel better. You know, be cured. That's what it is. Not disease management. Well, I see by the clock. I'm flat out of time. But I shall be back next week. Yes, yes. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. Now, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, be well.